matter what anybody tells you, words and ideas can change the world.
Okay, terrific.
Language and writing were made available.
He'll teach you everything.
I'm writing this down. This is good stuff.
Hey, I'm John. This is John Helps You Write Better. Now, all week, we've been talking about theme. We've been talking about why it's important. We've been talking about why you have to have it. And we started, or at least as we got nearer the end of yesterday, we were talking about how theme in your presentation of theme gives you that extra level of organization and polish, and how it helps demonstrate that you know you're part of the greater mechanism of being a professional writer. I want to go into that today. I want to talk more about that today. And in order to do that, we're going to kind of zoom out a little bit and not only talk about theme, because theme is one of the components of this whole setup, not the only one, but theme is a biggie because it's one we can more easily identify and point to. The idea behind all of this stuff is that as a professional writer, somebody who makes money from producing novels, short stories, fiction, whatever you want to call it, whatever size you're making it, to be a pro and make a living doing, a good living doing this, this is not about the process of you just being creative and showing it off. And I know intellectually that sounds very obvious, but you would be maybe a little surprised by the number of people who write and draft things that give a real impression that the point wasn't to have this read by someone else, but it was more to demonstrate that they just made up a thing and they want other people to see that they made up a thing. The stories are not terribly deep, or they're overly complicated, or they're too much like stories they read as kids. It adopts the sounds of authors long dead or the writing style of this or that because they were overly influenced by it because they read all those books when they were kids. And it doesn't have enough of their own fingerprints on it. It doesn't have enough of their own depth to it. It doesn't really say anything. It's a little like cosplay. It's a little like playing dress up. It's a little like karaoke. You didn't quite sing the song, but you sang the song. You didn't quite produce the music, but you sang along to it on a Tuesday with a microphone in your hand. This kind of, I don't even know what to call it, this kind of understanding, this movement past the intellectual, I know I have to write a thing that someone else likes, is a real stumbling block for a lot of people. And you see it as early as those initial discussions about, well, do I write what sells or do I write what I want? And theme plays a role in that because so often it's, well, what themes are popular? In the same way, well, what kind of endings do I do or what kind of genres do I do? Any of those writers you encounter who frame the effort of writing a book in terms of doing what's popular, I would strongly encourage you, to the best of my ability, to ignore them, to make a dismissive hand gesture as though they are a fly next to you while eating outside at lunch, that they're just not worth your concern, they're not worth your engagement. Let them go over there and be wrong on the internet. Because this is not about doing what's popular and hoping to get results. It's just not. It's not going to be. It hasn't been that way in a very long time. And the goal isn't to cash in on what everybody else is doing. The goal is to cash in on what you can do and only you can do, and do it in only the way you can. And that's what makes this very, very hard, because a lot of people, A, don't think like that, and B, don't want to put in the work to do that. So instead, they're having these initial forays into writing in terms of, well, I'll just do whatever's popular. They have no backbone to it. They have no soul to it. They're just miming or aping the motions. Again, karaoke. Because our point here is for you to produce a thing that only you can produce. Yes, everybody uses language. Yes, everybody writes it down. That's not what I'm talking about. And yes, lots of people write in this genre or that genre. That's not what I'm talking about either. You are the only you probably in this level of reality. There may be other universes. There may be, you know, infinite number of options all fragmenting off each other in some kind of strange quantum mechanic super tree. But you're the only you right now here listening to this, which means you are the only you who can produce the story you want to produce. And you are the only one who can produce that story that you want to produce in a particular way. If I tried to do it, I wouldn't sound like you. If that other person over there tried to do it, they wouldn't sound like you. Only you can sound like you, and only you can do it your way. That's really important, but that requires a great deal of investment. You have to give enough of a shit about yourself. You have to care. You have to believe in yourself. You have to be able to deal with yourself when you get frustrated. You have to be able to deal with yourself when you get discouraged. It's hard. It's just hard. But understanding that we're doing this writing, we're making a story for more than just showing off how smart we are, for moving past that intellectual level of, look at me, mommy, I did a thing, please love me, please praise me, and understanding that we are trying to connect and communicate with other human beings on an emotional creative level as opposed to an intellectual creative level. An intellectual creative level being the level of like, look at me, I made a machine, cool, get a gold star, as opposed to an emotional creative level of, I'm going to say a thing that moves you or connects you. An outside the writing version of this would be you doing a cool thing in a video game, or just randomly like, oh man, I you know, tossed my trash in the basket one-handed, swish, cool, versus you turning to someone and telling them, hey, I really care about you and you mean a lot to me, and here are the ways you make my life better every day. One of those is intellectual. One of those is I'm just going to show off. Another thing has the ability to move somebody. You want to put yourself in a position to actively move them through your language, through your words, through the made-up stuff that you make. That's where we're going. That's pay dirt. That's the promised land, whatever the fuck you want to call it. That's where we got to go. And in order to do that, you got to understand that you're writing not to sell. I mean, yes, things will sell. That's not what I mean. But you're not writing exclusively to sell a thing. If you want to make things just to sell them, go join all the drop shipping grifters that are just like going to Alibaba, buying 50 things, and then reselling them at a markup. Go do all that scammy shit. Our point here is to move people, to prod them, to lead them, to encourage them, to get them going, to give them something that they can take forward and feel in their own lives. It's hard. It's difficult. You need a lot of tools. You need a lot of support. That's a thing you can do and deal with and try and learn how to do and get better at. Theme being a very difficult part of writing, but once you get theme, not just intellectually understood as, oh, that's a lesson for the reader, but you can point to it in your own work, when you can point to your list of scenes and go, that's the scene, you know, scenes 22, 29, 31, 45, 52, 57, 61, and 68 are the scenes where this theme shows up, then you've sort of reached a significant benchmark in your writing. You've reached a point where you can affect, grab, and attach to the reader. It makes a big-ass difference. Our goal here is to work with the readership. Our goal here is to get someone to say, oh, I understand this thing, and it makes me feel stuff. That's where we're, that's the hope. That's the plan. Whether you're going to write something long form or short form, or you're going to write this way or that way, or have these characters or say these things or do this or whatever, your point, your goal is to sit down and affect somebody, move them, make a difference in their day, make a difference in their minute. You have that ability. You can get better at that. Only you can do it your way. Loads of people will do it in their own way. This one's yours. To embrace that requires a level of courage. To embrace that requires a certain amount of understanding that the path forward will be uncertain and the path forward will be risky, but no matter what, you will go down that path one way or the other. That's kind of the whole point. And when you omit things like three-act structure, when you blatantly chafe at not even the structure of the system, but just the requirements and rigors thereof, no matter how you publish. When you willfully skip that shit, it doesn't make you look like you know what you're doing. It doesn't make you look like you give a shit. It just doesn't at all. And you can do better. Theme matters. Theme is critical. Theme is how one of the ways, it's probably the biggest way for a lot of people, as to how to build a bridge between I made a thing and I want my thing to make a difference in your life. Theme's a very big deal. It is worth exploring. It is worth thinking about. It is worth making sure your story has at least one or two of them. Please, please, over the course of this week, I have tried to get you to understand a theme is not just this box to tick on a spreadsheet or this abstract concept like a comp that some publisher somewhere wants to see. Theme really matters to your reader, and you need to care about your reader, not just because they're going to give you $4.99, but because your point in creating your writing should have been from the jump to reach other people and be a storyteller. This is how you do that. Give that some thought, and I'll talk to you next week.